As food nourishes the body, so beauty nourishes the spirit. That's according to sculptress Ginger Gilmore, whose work is inspired by that maxim.
I feel very graced that I had a dolphin experience in San Diego once, a long time ago, where this male dolphin opened up a doorway for me in my heart. Our family was going through a crisis at the time, and this just sort of healed it. But it gave me more than that. It allowed me to touch that infinite love within my own being, which I know that each of us has. And we don't get the opportunity to let it out. And that happened. And when I went home in my studio, it happens every time. So that I seek to put that in as a feeling in every piece of work that I do, no matter what the subject matter is. So that when you look at it, you feel that. I want to be a dolphin for you and for me.
And how much of your work is sort of based upon trying to sort of bring people to that harmony as they interact with the work?
I have found a technique that is based on the line, the curve, and the space that isn't filled in. You fill that in. By going into your imagination, you complete the work. And because the symbols that I put before you believe in the beauty that you are, believes in the harmony that we have between our invisible world and physical universe, and how important that is, because that's why everything's going skewiff, I feel, is that we've lost that contact. And it's through touching the creative force that you find that contact, that balance again. So by not filling it in, you as the viewer touch your creative force.
A lot of your work has angels in it. Why is that?
I studied with a painter called Cecil Collins, who has passed on several years ago now, but he only did angels and fools. To him, the angel was a symbol of the highest love and compassion and beauty that we are as human beings, and traditionally they have held that through many cultures, and the fool was clear perception. So I feel I'm very close to that idea of manifesting the angels and the tenderness and the love. It gives me a way of expressing the depth of my heart that the dolphin opened for me. It's an offering, and that's what it means to me.
And how do you think you've learnt and your life has changed as you've been doing your work, your own work has developed?
I've found myself through my work initially. And then I know that it's my task as, say, a disciple on a spiritual path to serve humanity. I've been born with the soul of an artist, and it gives me such joy, and I hope that it exudes in all of my work, so it passes it on to you.
If your work was able to inspire people in a particular way, and obviously I understand that it's an individual experience for everybody, but if you had like an ideal, what would that be?
I would like to inspire everyone to beautify their home, to beautify their self, to beautify even the dishes. I attempt to beautify even when I used to do my nappies. That so brings joy and harmony, and it's the key. I also was graced to know Dr. Werner Engel, who studied with Carl Jung, and he said during the war, the thing that saved him during the Holocaust was to always look for a flower. After the bombs went, he'd go out and look for a flower. And that, for me, is what art should offer. It's the flower of beauty.
And where do you think we've got that wrong at the moment?
We've forgotten. We've changed our identification. We think that not having the latest mobile phone is what brings happiness, but that's impermanent. Most of our images conceal the deep inner beauty that brings harmony. We've relegated it to, oh, that's sweet. You know, that's not art. You know, we have to have a cut-up cow. That's art. Where does it take you? Does it nourish you? I want you to find your own nourishment. That's a true experience inside, and we've forgotten that. Our structures aren't built for that. Equally, I think we're in an amazing time of transition and opportunity. Mankind's jumping consciousness right now. And the future story that we'll live will be based on touching the creative force of life. It has to. It has to be bringing in beauty, or we'll go down. We're giving an opportunity to be co-creators. We're not just people that appreciate throughout history the beauty of nature and live with it. We're more than the animals. Our destiny is to be co-creators. The creative force unifies all cultures. It unifies all human beings in any belief system. It's beyond words.
That's sculptress Ginger Gilmore.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.